Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Marketing Mantra. This is your host, Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com. On this episode, we'll be taking a deep dive into the technical side of SEO. We'll be discussing three of the most important elements in technical SEO, such as optimizing your site speed, managing your crawl budget, and ensuring proper indexing for improved search engine visibility. I'll also be sharing a few tools to improve your technical SEO performance, and you can find links to all of these tools in the show notes. So once you are done listening to this episode, you can just check out the show notes for all the relevant links. Now, if you're ready to boost your website's SEO performance, this episode is for you. Let's get started. Our first topic today is site speed, a crucial factor in both user experience and SEO. Slow-loading websites can lead to higher bounce rates and lower search rankings. So how can you ensure your site is lightning fast? Here are some of my favorite tips. The first tip is to minimize your image sizes and use modern image formats. So the format that Google recommends these days is the WebP format. But if you're still using JPEG and PNG images on your site, then I would recommend a free tool called TinyPNG to compress your images. So make sure your images are compressed before you upload them on your site. And this can have a significant impact on your site speed. The next tip is to enable browser caching to store elements locally for faster loading. Now, to enable browser caching, you can use any of the free caching plugins that WordPress provides, but I would strongly recommend going with a premium caching tool like WP Rocket. It costs $49 per year. By using WP Rocket, you can make serious improvements to your site speed performance. The next tip is to reduce HTTP requests by combining scripts and style sheets. Once again, you can achieve this by using a tool like WP Rocket. So WP Rocket allows you to do several tweaks to your website, which can really optimize your site's performance. Now, the last tip is choosing a reliable hosting provider and utilizing content delivery networks, or CDNs as they're called. Now, it's very important for you to select the right hosting plan for your requirements. It's okay to go with the basic plan when you start a new website, but as you start getting more visitors, you need to upgrade to premium plans. And once you've signed up for a hosting service, it's very important to use a CDN as well, because this will have a dramatic impact on your site speed. Now, there are a lot of free CDNs that you can use. I would recommend Cloudflare because they have a free plan that you can use. Or if you're looking at a cost-effective solution, you can use BunnyCDN. Now, BunnyCDN doesn't have a free plan, but it's really one of the most affordable solutions out there. You just have to invest as little as $5 a month to use BunnyCDN. So those are my tips for optimizing site speed. The next aspect of technical SEO that I would like to discuss is managing your crawl budget. Now, search engines like Google and Bing send bots to crawl and index your site. A limited crawl budget means not all your pages may get indexed, which is why it's very important to manage your crawl budget. And here are some tips to do exactly that. The first step is to organize your site structure with a clear hierarchy. Make sure the hierarchy is logical, and also use breadcrumb navigation to enhance user experience. The second tip is to use an XML sitemap to guide search engine crawlers to your most important pages. You can use a free plugin like Yoast SEO to create and submit an XML sitemap to Google Search Console. Next, you need to fix and redirect broken links to prevent wasted crawl budget. Now, as your site gets older, you will find more broken links on your site, both internal broken links and external broken links. So you need to revisit these pages from time to time to identify and fix broken links. Now, you can use premium SEO tools like SEMrush and Ahrefs to do this, but there are also some free tools out there, like the free WordPress plugin Broken Link Checker. And there's also a free Chrome extension that you can use called Check My Links to find and fix broken links on your site. And the next tip is to regularly monitor your crawl stats in Google Search Console. Now, it's an SEO best practice to log into your Google Search Console account and review all the reports there, including how many pages on your site have been crawled and indexed. So these are the four tips for managing your crawl budget. Next, let's move on to ensuring proper indexing. Now, ensuring that your web pages are properly indexed is crucial for showing up in search results. We have already discussed creating and submitting an XML sitemap to search engines. That should always be a priority if you're starting a new website. Like I mentioned earlier, you can use a free plugin like Yoast SEO to do exactly this. Now, let's check out some other things you can do to make sure that your pages are indexed effectively. Now, if you have a lot of non-essential content on your site, like the pages which are not getting any organic traffic, you can use the no-index tags for these pages. Once again, you can use Yoast SEO to insert this tag into pages that are not generating any organic traffic. Next, you can set up canonical tags to prevent duplicate content issues. Now, e-commerce websites tend to have a lot of duplicate content because in some cases you're talking about hundreds and thousands of products. So it's very important to use the canonical tag wherever you have duplicate content on your site. Once again, you can use Yoast SEO to insert this tag into these pages. The next step is to monitor your site's index status in Google Search Console and address any indexation errors that you find here. Like I mentioned, an SEO best practice is to log into your Google Search Console account every week and check out all the reports there. If there are any indexation errors on your site, you normally get an email alert from Google Search Console. You'll also see the exact pages that are having indexation errors. So once you find these indexation errors, it's very important for you to promptly fix them. So you can follow all these steps to ensure that your web pages are properly indexed. Now, before we wrap up, I would like to discuss some tools and resources that can help you implement technical SEO best practices. I've already mentioned SEMrush. It is a premium tool which has a lot of advanced SEO features from keyword research to competitor analysis to rank tracking. But they also have a site audit tool, which in my opinion is the gold standard when it comes to technical SEO site audit tools. What this tool does is it crawls your website and identifies any technical SEO errors that are preventing your site from ranking higher in search results. So if you're using SEMrush, you can run a site audit scan every week to make sure that your technical SEO health is up to speed. Next, you can use a free tool like Google PageSpeed Insights. So what this tool allows you to do is it analyzes your site's performance and it also provides optimization suggestions. Next, you can use a tool like Screaming Frog, which is one of the most popular technical SEO tools out there. It's an SEO spider tool for crawling and auditing websites. Just like the SEMrush site audit tool, it crawls your website and identifies any technical SEO errors that need fixing. And finally, I've already mentioned this tool several times, Google Search Console. Like I said, it's an SEO best practice to monitor your site's indexing status, crawl errors, and other technical SEO aspects. So keep logging into your Google Search Console account on a regular basis and make sure that you fix all the technical SEO errors that you find in there. That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope this deep dive into technical SEO provided you with valuable insights and actionable tips to enhance your website search engine rankings. Don't forget to check out the show notes of this episode. You'll find a link to all the tools and resources I discussed in this episode. If you're looking for more tips on technical SEO, you'll find a very detailed article and checklist on my blog. A link to that particular post is included in the show notes, so don't forget to check that out. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back very soon with a new episode.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.